man. I gotta stop drinking soda, Tyler.
Well, this isn't soda, Sam.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking Olipop.
I have never heard of that in my entire life.
You've never heard of Olipop?
Mm-mm.
Olipop is a new type of soda. Instead of unhealthy additives and hard-to-pronounce chemicals, each can is packed with 9 grams of fiber, just 35 calories, and between 2 to 5 grams of sugar. Olipop is formulated with a proprietary formula of plant-based prebiotics that are scientifically proven to bolster digestive health.
You're joking.
Not joking. You can save 15% on your order with using our code, which is HERDSODA, which is H-E-R-D-S-O-D-A, at drinkolipop.com.
What are y'all waiting for?
Click the link down below and save 15% on your order at drinkolipop.com.
All right. It is time for
a little bit of improv.
Have you heard about
a little bit of improv? Isn't it?
Animals.
Down under and across the pond, we talk about banter.
I hate you.
And animals.
Welcome back.
Howdy.
To episode 68.
Hardcore Markhor.
Hardcore Markhors. Yeah, it's about Markhors. And before I forget, a group of them is called a flock. Which,
that one threw me off. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. And here's what it sounds like.
He snore. We snore.
I don't know. This dude
and these guys, their horns kind of look like, what are the names of those? The Twisted Talkies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Talkies, yeah. I don't know. This dude looks like a god. Like, Markhors look like they're out of, like, a, like, just out of, like,
I will
a,
say,
I don't know.
The male ones, because they're the ones with the long horns.
Yeah, he looks like he's a god.
So long, they're up to 5 feet, y'all. By the way, these are a type of goat. If you're trying to get a visual on what they look like, goats with really, really, really big horns.
Yeah.
Twisty ones.
So I found one of the craziest facts about Markhors. So the Markhor, it's a rather large goat. They live about, it's like 13 years old is max age, and it's like 73 inches tall. And they weigh up to like 240 pounds. So they're pretty big. But the craziest fact that I found out about this thing is the Markhor drools a foamy substance after chewing its cud, which is just like what they chew on.
Throw up. When they chew, yeah. When they throw up and they chew on it.
Yeah. And when that happens, this foam is actually used on people to extract snake poison or snake venom, excuse me.
What?
And I thought that was insane to me.
That's pretty crazy. Well, I can give you also a fun fact.
Go for it.
They are one of the smelliest goat species.
Well, from... No, I'm not going to say that.
Big, stinky boys.
They look like they smell.
Backing up the train a little bit, though, Markhors are native to Central Asia, and they are the national animal of Pakistan.
Yep, you beat me to that. Pakistanis. That's the correct word. People from Pakistanis. They are endangered.
Yeah, because people be hunting them.
Yeah, there is about 6,000 of them left in the wild. They live in the mountains.
You need like a really expensive permit to hunt them now. But I'm like, I don't think that stops anyone.
It probably doesn't stop the people that live so far away from like the cities and whatnot.
Yeah.
But they are, I think that people that live away from the cities, they don't really follow the rules and whatnot of it.
There's a bunch of hunter boys.
But the babies are very cute. And like we said, they're also found in Afghanistan, India, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan.
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 But
oh, yeah.
Who's counting? Not the geography major. So males are actually pretty solitary. So when you see a flock of Markhors, it's actually mostly females and babies.
That makes sense, though. They're extremely aware of their surroundings and are always on high alert for predators because they have, like...
supersonic hearing.
Yeah, they can hear super far away. It is insane. A lot of their predators are big cats.
Yeah, they have a good handful of them. I was a little surprised.
Yeah, but they're pretty fast for being so big. They can run up to 10 miles an hour.
I feel like that is so slow. I can run 10 miles per hour, and I am so slow.
That's pretty okay.
I know why they have predators.
I swear, this thing looks like it knows something. It looks like a wizard. Y'all should look this up.
That doesn't mean that he has superpowers.
If you want to look him up, it's M-A-R-K-H-O-R.
It's literally the name of the episode, but whatever.
Yeah, if you didn't want to look at that. But they live up to 13,000 feet above sea level. Their diet consists of mainly just grass, leaves, and shoots. They, like Sam said,
They're vegetarian.
They're vegetarians. But overall, they're pretty solitary animals. They don't know much about males. They do know a lot about the babies and whatnot. And the females, they give birth every 170 days during the gestation period. They give birth to 1 to 2 kids, and they're weaned around 5 to 6 months. And like I said, they live up to about 10 to 13 years. And the longest one that's ever lived was 19 years in captivity.
Dang. He was a whole adult.
Since then, Pakistan, like we said, they've been putting a limit on what you can hunt them. The population has increased at about 20% during the past decade. And so it's increased by about 1,000, they've said. So that's pretty good. So Pakistan,
I think you should rename them. I have a really good name.
Why? That sounds cool. Maybe I think we're pronouncing it incorrectly. Makhor?
I think we should just call them noodleheads.
Spiral noodleheads.
Spyro.
Let's see. Makhor pronunciation. Let's see. I'm going to listen to it. Hold on. Oh, we're saying it way incorrectly.
How do you say it?
Marker.
Marker?
Like a marker.
All right, well, I'm going to still call it hardcore markor.
Yeah, so...
To be fair, it's because of the H-O-R at the end.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Let me see. So, the word marker in Pakistani means screw horn. So that noun makes sense. That now makes sense, yeah.
Wait, we have to have some good news.
Have you heard the good news? With Tyler and Sam.
Tiny Galapagos Island birds make promising comeback. Darwin's fly captures are on the edge of extinction, but conservation experts now think that the tiny bird could be making a comeback. Known for their striking vermilion plumage, the charismatic birds can be found only in the Galapagos Islands. The IUCN has labeled them as vulnerable, but on the island of Santa Cruz, 12 new chicks have been born this year.
Nice.
Cute.
We love to hear it. Or read it.
Truly. Yeah.
Back to the show, because I have something that Sam didn't see. Markers are poopy pollinators.
Do the music. Pollinators. Poopy pollinators. I cannot believe I missed that.
Yep, they help spread seeds of wild grasses that compose their diet.
You know what?
Boom.
That's why they look so majestic and they know something, because they know that their poop saves lives.
Is their poop?
You can't really protest what I'm saying.
No, you're not wrong. I have a fun fact for the kids. The name marker is thought to be derived from Persian, where mar is snake or serpent, and kur means eater, and this is interpreted to represent the animal's alleged ability to kill snakes with their hooves. And like I said, the corkscrew horns, you know, is the...
How ironic that I have horns today.
Little boops.
While they record.
They're little tiny boops.
Little boops.
In folklore, the marker is known to kill or literally eat snakes. In the epic of the Indian epic.
Oh my god, did you see that?
What?
Oh my god, it's a wild marker.
I hate you so much. Yeah, Sam threw a marker across the screen. You know.
Sharpie.
Sharpie. Oh, my bad. My bad. My bad. No, but
just so they knew I wasn't throwing an animal across the screen. That's all.
I mean, you could. Might be illegal, though. What was I saying? Oh, in the epic, Indian epic, I can't pronounce that word. Mahabharata. I'm going to assume that's what it says. Is that the markers are known to literally kill and eat serpents. And that is why they're able to save people's lives with their foam, is because their ancestors ate snakes and produced an anti-venom. But that's just the story.
You know what? Good for them.
Good for them. There are subspecies of markers. Kabul and Astor have markers. Markers? Markers? Markhors. I don't know. But there are subspecies of them. But other than that, that's all the information that I have on markers. Like we said, we wanted these episodes to be of animals that you've never heard of.
Well, I learned something new today, and it's that I can't read.
Good.
Markers. Not markhors.
Not markhors. Markers. Well, we'll see you in the funny paper.
Bye.
Bye. Have You Heard About Animals is an educational podcast where we teach the importance of animals and human relationships. Sam and I have worked hard to create something that everyone can enjoy. So with that, please leave us a 5-star review, a review, and what you think about the podcast. Have You Heard About Animals was created by Sam Splash and Tyler. All music is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sam Splash Records. Artwork is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sin Elric. Editing was done by Hugo.